Geez, I've missed this man when I was away, TK. I can't wait to get him on the line and talk to him about everything that's happened in the EPL over the weekend. Morning, Robbie Slade. I've missed you, buddy.
Welcome.
Oh, hi, Indigo. How are you, darling?
Welcome back, Chloe.
Oh, thank you. How have you been?
We
good?
We missed you.
Oh, I've missed you too, you know. I've very much missed you.
Did Liverpool win?
They did. They've now won 5 straight to start the season. So they're going very well. Now, do you like Liverpool too, Indigo?
Yeah.
Oh, dear, oh, dear. Well, they're going to be hard to beat. I think you should get excited.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
See you, darling.
Hi, Robbie.
She's been talking about Laurie every day.
Hey, Robbie, we've had a lot of feedback here. People need to know what sort of marks Indigo got for her, the life cycle of the orange.
Oh, no, top marks.
Yeah, top marks, yeah.
Yeah, it went from the cycle of the seed to the, how it grows and how it falls off the trees. She did get slightly, she got some negative points for the drawing of an orange tree in someone's tummy. She suggested that if you swallowed an orange, an orange tree would grow in your tummy.
We all got told that as kids. Mate,
now, the other thing was, she did a sports carnival. She is the fastest girl in kindy, in the whole of kindy and Forestville.
Uh-huh, she's got a father's speed.
She's got a father's speed. Let's hope she hasn't got some of her other father's speed.
Let's hope she's thrown to the dam for the intellect. Mate, Liverpool, Indigo supports Liverpool. No wonder. 5 starts, 5 wins.
Yeah, look, 5 out of 5. Look, it's very early days, and Liverpool fans would be very careful to not start celebrating as they have done in the past. It's now 30 years since they've won. Either you call it the first division title, or in the modern era, it's called the English Premier League. So, but this, we've mentioned losing at Chelsea, losing at Norwich. Sorry, it does open up a 5-point gap, so people are going to fall. But still, very very early days. But Liverpool are looking like a machine at the moment. City are still good. Look, City at Norwich, guys, they had 70% possession. I think they had 26 shots to about 5. You probably replay that game another 10 times. They'd win it 10 times, but they didn't. They've now slipped up twice in the opening 5 games. Liverpool have taken full advantage.
Yeah, that's a surprise, wasn't it? Norwich.
This is a big day in Norwich's history, of course, and obviously recent history, just coming up into the EPL. Their goal-scoring machine has got a peculiar name. Timo Pukki continued his goal-scoring form. He finished top goal-scoring championship last season. One wondered whether he could bring that to the next level, and he's certainly proving that he can. He got what proved to be the winner for Norwich in that game. And look, in spite of the possession, in spite of the goals Norwich scored, Manchester City weren't at their best. I'll say the 2 goals that Man City scored, They weren't at their best, and Man City, conceding too many goals. So Norwich thoroughly deserved the win.
Man United got back in the winner's circle over Leicester.
Stumbled across the line.
1-0.
No Paul Pogba. Rashford getting the only goal of the game with a very, very early penalty. But look, at the moment, worst start in 27 years for Manchester United. They just needed a win, and they certainly got one.
Mate, Brighton and Hove, with our Socceroos there, Matt Ryan and also Aaron Moy, they've only had 1 win for the entire year.
Yeah, look, I've unfortunately tipped them to go down. I mean, that doesn't mean they're going to, and I certainly hope they don't. I hope I'm wrong. But look, I think the depth of their squad means that they will struggle. And, that's a draw at home to Burnley, a late equaliser for Burnley. But Aramoy coming off the bench. He played, of course, Socceroos midweek. And, not a great result, not a disastrous result. But
no.
Only 1 win so far, but it's still very early days.
Yeah, good win for Chelsea, though.
Yeah.
Fantastic win. Now, you'll have to get on the Wolf tomorrow.
Why?
Get all over the Wolf, because I tipped Chelsea to win quite handsomely, as they did. But the Wolf, this was his special bet of the week. He had Wolves and Chelsea. And he was like, he was so sure of it and so cocky about it. So you can smash it.
Hey, Rob, weren't plenty of people tipping the Wolves to actually be one of the surprise packets this season?
Yeah, and they haven't won a game.
They were the surprise packet last season. And see, I've not tipped them to be the surprise packet, which doesn't make me a genius, because I've tipped Everton and they lost this morning. But last year they were. They qualified for the Europa League, so they finished seventh outside the top six.
Yeah.
Pretty much picks itself. And I just thought this season that they might get caught out a little bit. I thought that qualifying for that Europa League would put a lot of stress on the squad. It's not, you know, quite often these kind of clubs don't have the size that you need to battle on all those fronts. And I thought they might struggle a bit. I didn't think they'd get relegated. Yeah. But I still don't think they will. But I thought they might struggle. So, you know, two losses, three draws in the opening five games for Wolves certainly makes it not the start that a lot of people thought.
Robbie, can you refresh my memory? Because we've got this match starting at 5 o'clock tomorrow morning to complete the round. It's even Stevens, mate. Aston Villa 260, West Ham 260. How do you see that one again?
Well, I think the Hammers, and there's always a little bit of bias because it's a former club. But I do think West Ham will beat Aston Villa only with the one win. West Ham are a little bit unpredictable, but I do think they perform a better side. So I've got an away win there for West Ham.
Okay, an away win to West Ham.
Now, my tips were very, very good until this morning.
Well, that's...
mind you, I did get the first goal scorer, Aubameyang, for Arsenal, and tipped 6 out of 7 yesterday, so that was pretty good.
Okay. And I see Pep Guardiola clearly saying... he's not panicking at all after Man City lost, but you know, you can't win the title before Christmas, but you can lose the title before Christmas. They wouldn't want to drop another one, would they, Robbie?
No, they wouldn't. I mean, you look at Liverpool last year; only lost one game, and of course, draws cost them.
Yeah.
Man City have already lost the game; they've drawn one. No, you can lose it before Christmas, and it does look only, you know, again, stress. It's only 5 games in, but
yeah.
It does look like those two are out, you know, the outstanding teams again. 5 points is 5 points, and you'd certainly rather be in Liverpool's position than City's at the moment.
That's right.
How's my man Mo Salah going? Is he still scoring goals?
On fire, scored the third in Liverpool 3-1 win at home to Newcastle. Did have a little bit of stress while you were away, Laurie? They had a bit of a fight with Sadio Mane. Sadio Mane was complaining that Mo Salah was hogging the ball.
And he was.
Oh, really?
He was.
And he was right.
Yeah, he was right. He was right, Robbie, wasn't he?
I mean, it was so obvious. It's like the outside centre sprinting towards the try line, Laurie.
Yeah.
And you've got one defender in front of you, you've got your winger on the outside.
Yeah, don't pass.
Pass. And he runs all the way and you go on your own.
It was pretty bad.
Oh, that was how bad it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was
blue,
bad.
Then I can imagine having a blue. Because that happens all the time.
It was a big blow-up. But as I said to Tico, you can see yesterday, they were all Salah. Sadio Mane got the first two. Salah, the third one, and it was all hugs and kisses again.
Good on you, Robbie. Yeah. Great to chat.
Good on you, boys.